guys, I hope you're fine today. I'm so happy to be with you again this week. If you are as happy as I am, please like just now. You know that pleases me and encourages me to continue to offer you great lessons. And if you need an intensive English training, feel free to contact me. All the information is below the video. And for now, we are going to study two important words. Many mistakes are made with these two words, but they are very different, very useful, and different. So let me explain everything so that you don't make the mistake again. These two words are much and many. Much and many. To make it very simple for you to understand, basically, much is singular and many is plural, okay? So you will use much for something singular or uncountable, and you will use many for something plural or countable. Okay, let me give you one example, a very clear and simple example. Let's imagine you need some help. Okay, so you're going to ask your colleague, "Are you free? Can you help me, please?" And your colleague would say, "I'm quite busy, but yeah." And you would ask, "Okay, how much time do you have? How much time do you have to help me?" Okay, how much time do you have to help me? You see, time is uncountable and singular. So you will use how much. How much time do you have, okay, to help me? And to understand the difference, you could ask quite the same question, but differently with many. And you could say, because your colleague said he's busy, so you say, "Okay, how many minutes do you have to help me?" Okay, how many minutes do you have to help me? You see, minutes is countable, okay, and plural, by the way. So you use how many. How many minutes do you have to help me? Okay, so see, it's very, very simple. I hope this is clear, because I can see many mistakes with much and many. Another example, you want to buy something, you are with a friend and you want to buy some books. And you could ask, "Okay, how much money do you have? How much money do you have?" Money is uncountable and singular. So how much money do you have? On the opposite, with many, you could say, "Okay, how many coins do you have in your wallet? How many coins? How many coins do you have?" Coins, countable and plural, so how many coins do you have? Okay, is it clear now? If so, tell me in the comments, make sentences, and if you've liked the video, if you've enjoyed it, if you've learned many things, just like it and share it. You know that when you like and when you share, that helps me help more and more people. And of course, feel free to contact me if you need a personal intensive training. Have a very good day and see you soon. Bye-bye.